As the Lord led the ancient Israelites out of slavery and bondage in Egypt. Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22 says that the Lord preceded them in the daytime by means of a column of cloud to show them the way, and at night by means of a column of fire to give them light. Thus, they could travel both day and night. Neither the column of cloud by day nor the column of fire by night ever left its place in front of the people, except in the next chapter. Except tonight, when the column of cloud moved, leaving the front, and took up its place behind the Israelites, so that it came between the camp of the Egyptians and that of Israel. God was protecting the people from the attack of the enemy. Then in the fourth watch of the night, just before dawn, the Lord cast through the column of fiery cloud a glance that threw the Egyptian army into a panic. The Egyptians sounded the retreat because the Lord of hosts was fighting for Israel. In the fourth watch of the night, sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., the Lord covered the chariots and the charioteers of Pharaoh's whole army in the waters of the Red Sea. By dawn, all of Pharaoh's chariots and charioteers were lying dead by the side of the sea. Not a single one of them escaped. Of course, you know that the exodus of ancient Israel foreshadowed the new exodus that Christ would accomplish by his glorious death and resurrection. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light no darkness can extinguish. He is the pillar of fire that leads us from the darkness of sin and death, from slavery and bondage, not to Pharaoh, but to the devil. He leads us through the waters, not of the Red Sea, but of baptism, into his own wonderful light. The Easter candle is that pillar of fire. And what a glorious and tall pillar of fire it is. It was not by accident that the Easter candle led our procession tonight, the pillar of fire lighting the way. And as we came into church, I know all of you couldn't see it, but all I could see was the pillar of fire and the cloud of incense. That's not by accident. The pillar of incense and fire led the way. Deacon Scott sang in the Exultet tonight, "This is the night that, with a pillar of fire, banished the darkness of sin." As I reflect on the pillar of fire, my thoughts and prayers turn to my dear elect and our candidates. I have been keeping you close to my heart in prayer these days. We have been praying for you publicly at every Mass during this Lenten season, without exception, for all of those preparing to come into full communion with the Church at the Easter Vigil. And that night is finally here. I know each one of you has a unique journey, one of a kind, one that is special just to you. Christ, the pillar of fire, has been leading you throughout all your life, whether you knew it or not. He has never stopped preceding you to show you the way. He has been the pillar of fire, even when times were dark. God has been protecting you from the attacks of the enemy along your journey. And now, after many years, after many classes of instruction on Thursday evenings, which we started in September, the pillar of fire has brought you here tonight. The pillar of fire will literally lead the way to the baptismal font. The pillar of fire has brought all of you here to be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation. The pillar of fire will lead you to the communion rail to become one flesh with the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity in divine intimacy. In the risen Lord Jesus, the pillar of fire will never stop leading you. He will never abandon you or forsake you. He will be with you always. Jane and Autumn will be baptized tonight, and they're going to receive their very own baptismal candle. It's a little mini pillar of fire. And I will light their candles from the pillar of fire, from our Easter candle, and I will say, you have been made light in Christ. Walk always as children of the light, that persevering in faith you may run to meet the Lord when he comes with all the saints in the heavenly court. And those words are not just for you, but for all of us. For all of us. We all have been made light in Christ through our baptism. May the Lord give us the grace to walk always as children of light. Your baptism will so inspire us that we will all light our baptismal candles once again and profess our Catholic faith. We will make a firm act of faith in the one God and three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will make a firm act of faith in Jesus Christ, who suffered death and was buried, but rose again on the third day and is seated at the right hand of the Father, where he lives to make intercession for us. We will all profess our faith in the risen Lord Jesus, for Christ is risen. Cristo ha resucitado, aleluya. Es verdaderamente ha resucitado, aleluya. Aleluya.